Another big game then for Buncrana, Gary. This run in the FAI Junior Cup has generated so much excitement and interest, and the big games keep on coming with St Michael's, the next cup test.
Yeah, another big game and another good buzz about the town, and it's great to be part of it. And we'll give it a crack and see where it goes.
And they were winners back in 2019, aren't they? They're a household name in junior football here in Ireland. This team really has some pedigree.
Yeah, 2019 they won it. Yes, they're a great football giants in the junior area of Ireland. Several cap players for their country, and lots of areas. So yes, they're a big side.
Yeah. So for you as a manager, Gary, and for your players to be mixing it with the likes of Salt Hill Devon a couple of weeks ago, St Michael's this weekend, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Without a doubt, it's brilliant. Great to be involved in these games, and as I said, a couple of weeks ago, a different buzz about the town, different buzz about the club, and the longer we go on these competitions, the more we'll mature as players, and the better we'll get long term in their careers, maybe junior or wherever they end up. It'll only make us a better team.
Yeah, and it can't be difficult to get the players up for games like this. I'm sure the buzz around the training and things like that, Gary, is must be really, really good to enjoy.
Yeah, without a doubt, great to be part of it, and really good buzz after the game on Sunday v Mavol after getting ourselves into another final. So a follow on from that then, that was nice to be in a final leading into this week's game, which was very good. Training on Wednesday night was good. Everybody had a good step about them and a good buzz. Just what you're looking for as a manager.
Yeah, that Mavol game then last weekend, that was an Ulster Junior Cup semi final, a 1-0 victory, Gary. And I know you are a wee bit behind them in the league. You've got games in hand and things like that, but you know that certainly laid down a wee marker for the title running, let's suggest.
Yeah, look, a 1-0 victory, scrappy game. Probably Mavol had the best of it in the first half, and second half was scrappy. Probably only chance of the game, Jim McDade scored it. But look, for the running, we've got Mavol left to play once, and we've four other teams to play who are all good sides. So a lot of football left to play yet in the league.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least you can park up league matters for the time being, and look forward now to Sunday. Big crowd at Castle Park for the quarterfinal win, or for the last round victory over Salt Hill Devon. That was great to see. I'm sure those who were there for that one, they'll all be back out again this weekend, Gary, and hopefully maybe a few more along with them.
Yeah, hey, great to see. You'd be proud when you look up at the wall to see the amount of local people who are coming out to support the local side. And that's great for the lads as well. We've got probably 90% of the players, they're all local lads, came through the club from underage level right up to senior. So, look, it's something you look up with a bit of pride, and just long may it last. And look, hopefully we get more out on Sunday to drive them on, because it means a lot to the players and myself to see so many locals down supporting us in such big games.
Yeah, and listen, Buncrana has always been a proud club, a great tradition over the years. And I can only imagine what a game like this means for your club and the committee members. Many of them, I'm sure, would have experienced the good and the not so good times at Castle Park, Gary.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, like the crowd that we have there at the minute and the committee and behind the scenes would have only experienced the not so good. The older generation, I better be careful what I say, would have enjoyed the so good times with the senior league and the Buncrana Cups and stuff like that. So this generation of volunteers and players would have been more involved in the not so good. So it's great that it's turned and it's turned on the so good at the minute, and hopefully that keeps going for us, and the people behind the scenes deserve great credit for the amount of work they've done to help us along the way.
Yeah, and when a team from Donegal, whether it's the Donegal League or the Inishowen League, manages to progress to the last few rounds in the national competition, Gary, you'll find that, you know, we're all getting behind you. All the clubs and football fans in the Northwest will be watching out for you on Sunday and hoping that you do the business.
Yeah, look, we can have our battles and stuff on the pitch, and we can wind each other up and whatever it may be. And maybe we're in an Inishowen League, and obviously you come up against Donegal League teams and you have your enemies on the pitch. But when you see it, when it comes to this, lots of outsiders, Donegal League and teams in Inishowen texting you like during the week, best of luck and hope it goes well for you and what times kick off, and people from far away really wishing you good luck from all our clubs on that means a lot as well, because at the end of the day, we're all football people, and whatever local team you have left, as a football man you thrive, you want to see them doing well and put Donegal and Inishowen on the map.
Indeed. Okay, well, what about team news then, Gary? Everybody available? Everybody putting their hand up for selection for Sunday?
Aye, look, we've everybody but one. If one of the players are struggling, it's looking like he's not going to make it. He picked up an injury against Cockhold 2 weeks ago, so he's struggling to make it. At the moment, he's not going to make it. But everybody else, other than that, is ready to rock.
Okay, and a 1:30 start, I would imagine, with a big crowd expected, you know, supporters might be advised to get along early and get their spot and enjoy, hopefully, what will be a good game and hopefully the right result.
Aye, that's it. 1:30 start. They have a few restrictions in place for the roads and the safety and stuff like that there, yeah. So get there early and get a good spot up on that upper wall. Make sure you have a blue and white hat on you.
Okay. Okay, Gary, listen, best luck on Sunday. We wish you all the best and let's hope that we're going to preview an FAI Junior Cup semi-final a couple of weeks' time.
Fingers crossed, James. Fingers crossed we'll be there. It'll be a tough ask, but we'll give it our all as we've done in the Cup so far and see where it takes us. And thanks very much.
Thank you, Gary.